May the words I speak and the words we hear be your words of life to us, our God. Amen. There seems to be a lot to worry about at the moment, doesn't there? There's climate change, war in Israel, Palestine, war in Ukraine, economic uncertainty, cost of living crisis here and around the world, among so many other things. Today we remember... May the words I speak and the words we hear be your words of life, our God. Amen. Today we remember, about a month and a half late, St. Francis of Assisi, one of the more well-known saints, and certainly one of my favourite saints personally. He too lived in a time just like us, of great uncertainty. He, like us, lived in a time of war. Ours is war in Israel, Palestine, Ukraine, and other places. In Francis's time, it was the Crusades, but also in Europe, the war between the Pope and the Holy Roman Empire, and asserting who was the top dog, and wars between little city-states, for example, between Assisi and Perugia, the next-door city-state. There was a lot of political realignment going on in his time, just as there is today in parts of the world as well. Places like Assisi, which had been feudal with overlords, the people had risen up, overthrown the overlords, and were now a commune. And then there was economic upheaval, just as there is today, a lot of uncertainty. And within that, in his time, there was the creation and rise of, for the first time, of a wealthy merchant class. So they had been merchants, but now they were becoming more and more wealthy. And Francis was born into a wealthy merchant family. His father was a cloth merchant in the city of Assisi in the late 1100s, early 1200s in Italy, Umbria, Italy. Assisi sitting on the hill overlooking the plains. And as the son of a wealthy cloth merchant, it was expected that he would one day follow his father and be a wealthy cloth merchant himself. He was known as a bit of a playboy. He liked to live large with his father's wealth. And he dreamed of being a famous knight, rescuing damsels in distress. He eventually was able to put that to the test, and he got all dressed up in his armour, and he joined the army of Assisi in their battle against Perugia, which went very badly. Many were killed, and those who weren't were captured, and he spent a year in prison until he was eventually ransomed. And when he returned home, he was sick, physically sick, but sick in his soul. He tried to be who he had used to be. He tried to be the playboy. He tried to be the knight. He even tried to go to the Crusades as a knight, but that only lasted for about a night, and then he came home with his tail between his legs. And he just couldn't do it anymore. It wasn't him. And he spent increasing hours praying in old, crumbling churches like San Damiano outside the city walls and out in the hills around Assisi. And while he was out in creation, in those churches praying, he encountered a profound and deep sense of the divine love which is in creation and for all things in creation. And as he encountered that love for himself and all creatures, he also was invited to join the song, the praise, the great song of praise to the Creator, sung by creation. And as part of that great song, he began to see the creatures around him not as creatures to be used or consumed for his own pleasure and use, but as his brothers and sisters. And so we have the stories of him preaching to the birds to remind them that their song should always be in praise of their Creator. And the story of the wolf at Gubbio, which terrorized the people of Gubbio and ate their sheep. And Francis was asked to come and sort that out. And so he came and he basically brokered a deal between the wolf and the people that the wolf would stop eating the sheep and the people, and the people would instead look after and care for the wolf and feed him every day. And in the end, that wolf became an important part of the relationships within that community, and they mourned his death when he eventually died. Because he saw all creatures and all people, and eventually was able to see all people as his brothers and sisters, even those who he feared and despised, the robbers who beat him, the townspeople who laughed at him, the lepers, and the Muslims who fought the Christian West in the Crusades. He went on one of those crusades. He went across the lines into the Muslim lines, where he was eventually able to meet the Sultan, and who was a learned man, spent time talking to him about their respective faiths, neither trying to convert the other, but simply, it is understood, talking about their faiths. And Francis came home deeply affected by that. He carried with him a horn given to him by the Sultan that he used to summon his brothers to prayer. And he had come across, it is understood, the 99 names for Allah, and wrote his own canticle and praise of God, mirroring that. Not quite the same, but inspired by that. And, once the Crusaders had, once they were defeated, the Sultan could have massacred them, but instead he sent out aid and helped them return home. Francis became known as a man of peace, who brought peace not only between people and creation, but between people, between the bishop and the mayor of Assisi. So today we remember and honour him because he offers us another way of seeing and living in the world around us. A world of war and climate change and biodiversity loss and economic uncertainty, where we're becoming more and more polarised every day. We need his way more and more desperately. Today we also give thanks and pray for organisations like the SPCA who live out Francis's vision for the world, and they invite us to treat all animals as our brothers and sisters with care and respect, offering them all that they need to thrive. And so today we're here to give thanks for the animals we share our lives with, to acknowledge the important place they hold in our lives, to celebrate the deep bond we share with them, and to pray for God's health and life for each of them, and for our relationship with our pets, but also with all creation, and to pray that through them we might glimpse some of what Francis came to live and know so well, that we might live in ways that all creation and all who live in it might thrive.